It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. Champion sailors from around dozens of countries have descended on Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and we'll talk with people organizing and competing in the highest level of competitive sailing in the world for disabled sailors. First, this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Keely Boltina here with John Gatto, and you rely on the Ideas Network for informative, in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Listener support is the single largest source of funding for WPR programs. If you haven't heard that yet, you're going to hear it a lot over the next few days because it's an important connection for you to make with what you're listening to. It's why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our goal is 10 pledges this hour, and we'll meet that goal one pledge at a time. Let's start with yours. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This is an important goal to get started for this first hour of our first day of the fall membership campaign, so we hope that you'll be the first pledge right now. The pledges, the goals are set to make sure that we have the funding necessary for the programs that you rely on, including the morning show. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is public radio, which means it's for the public and by the public. You know that your tax dollars, federal and state, do support WPR. They each make up a percentage of the funding for WPR programs. Thank you for that.
And voluntary listener support is the single largest source of funding for WPR. You make that difference. You make the choice. You decide voluntarily to support the quality, the variety, the independence of the programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Because WPR matters to you, because the morning show matters to you, please make your personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have an incredible 3 hours of programs on the morning show, and even now after that, the rest of Friday is going to be amazing. The programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio make a difference in your life. That's why you're listening right now and why you listen every day. During this fall membership drive, we're asking you to support your radio home.
Listeners who value public radio give what they can to support it. That's how it works. If you're already a member, we thank you so much for your support over the last year, over the last many years, perhaps. But if you're not yet a member, today's the day to become one. Make your first ever gift. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $10 a month. You give the amount that's right for you at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear substantial topics. Because you want more than just a headline, we go deeper into the issues. And it's also important to step back and have a little bit of fun once in a while, a little bit today. So make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make your gift on this first day of our fall membership drive, and you'll get not one, but two pairs of WPR socks. They're just the thing your feet are looking for. They're cotton, warm, and stylish.
An extra pair of socks. I would probably keep them in my purse because you never know when your feet are going to get wet.
I would guard them very closely.
I'd give them to a friend who loves WPR.
It's up to you. When you give $10 a month, or make a one-time gift of $120 today. Here's how.
Pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Keely Boltina here in the Ideas Network studio with John Gatto. We're here to remind you that listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during the fall membership drive is so important.
Giving is easy. If this is the first time you've ever heard us ask for your support, don't be scared off. It's an easy process. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time on a busy Friday morning. All we need is your name, your contact information, and the amount that you choose to pledge at, and certainly how you'd like to fulfill that pledge.
Right, and you're right. It does just take a few minutes to make your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe your gift is $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount, and be confident your support right now makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Our goal in this first hour of the drive, 10 pledges. That's your pledge and 9 more to get things kicked off here on a Friday morning. We're waiting for your call, looking for your pledge at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. When you make that pledge, you make a difference here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you are not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. We'll help you through it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your gift today, your gift, well, if you're already a member, the gift that you've made in the past, all of it is powerful. It all helps make the programming that you listen to, including the morning show. Your pledge right now makes a difference. It helps us towards that goal of 10 in this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. The Para World Sailing Championship is wrapping up this weekend in Sheboygan. The Para World Sailing Championship is an annual World Championship multi-class sailing regatta organized by World Sailing for disabled sailors. This is the highest level of competitive sailing available in the world for disabled sailors and the first time it's ever been held on a Great Lake. To tell us more about this event, we have Matt Wiersbach, the event chairman of the Para World Sailing Championships. Good morning, Matt, and welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, pretty good so far, but the day is young. We have to leave room for growth. Also joining me by phone this morning is Massimo Dighi, the Para World Sailing Manager for World Sailing and an Italian parasailer. Good morning, Massimo, and welcome to the morning show. So Saturday is the last day of competition. What should we be looking for? What will be the most exciting thing taking place tomorrow? Matt, let's start with you.
Well, so far the competition's been very, very, very competitive. The 2.4 class, which is an independent single-person boat and open to male and females, the top three places are world-renowned sailors, and they're very neck and neck right now. So tomorrow's racing means more points, and I think we're going to see some really, really competitive races going on.
All right. Massimo, what about you? What do you think will be the most exciting thing we'll see tomorrow?
I mean, tomorrow is the last day, so there will be all the end of our races. As Matt said, the 2.4 will be very exciting because there will be a medal race. It's a single race with double points for the 2.4. But also for the RS Venture and the Hansa, we have a single race with the winner will take the gold medal. So it will be a really exciting day with all the sailors battling for the gold medal.
So for those who don't understand what's going on here, there's a term that I kept running into as I was reading about this race called fleet racing. Maybe we could start by getting an explanation for what that is. Matt, why don't you tell us about fleet racing?
Yeah, so sailing has multiple forms of competition. And fleet racing is simply pretty much as many boats as show up racing against each other at the same time. So, for instance, the 2.4 fleet has 38 boats here. All 38 boats are racing against each other at the same time on the race course. Other forms that we're not using at this event include match racing with two boats directly racing against each other, distance racing. There's all different styles, but here it's about relatively short courses, less than a mile in distance, and going around a series of buoys with a large number of boats. And it's amazing the amount of technical rules and everything that takes place when you have that many boats in a small area.
Well, I would imagine that there's always the opportunity for the boats to run into each other. Does that happen very often?
It's actually a rarity. It does happen in racing. Everybody's competitive, and they're jockeying for the best position they can. But sailing has some very specific, strict rules that are designed really to help avoid collisions. And collisions themselves are treated very seriously. You get penalized quite severely if you have a collision because you didn't follow the rules. And it's as simple as which way the wind is blowing over the side of your boat. If it's coming over the right side of your boat, you have the right of way over a boat that is coming over the left side. And simple things like that, difficult to explain when you haven't ever sailed, but relatively straightforward after a few times out on the water.
So, Massimo, are all these boats the same kind of sailboats, or are there different kinds of sailboats that we'll see racing on Saturday?
Here we have three different type of boats. One is a 2.4. is a one-person technical boat, and it's probably the biggest fleet we have in the world of para-sailing boats. Then we have the LS Venture. LS Venture is a new boat, is a two-person boat, and we are sailing here with the open gender crew, so we can have in the same boat female, male, couple,
All right. Massimo, thanks so much. We're in just ahead. I want to talk about how this is the first time that this event has been held on the Great Lakes and what that means for Wisconsin, for the Sheboygan area. We're talking about the Para World Sailing Championships with Matt Wiersbach and Massimo Dige, and with you if you care to join us at 800-642-1234.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. I'm John Gatto with Keely Bultina. And listeners, you provide the single largest source of funding here at WPR that brings you the morning show. This drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. Please take a moment, give what you can, and give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 7 more pledges in the next 40 minutes. I think that's totally doable, John.
I think it is.
These hourly goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
It's great that we do have some momentum already going this Friday morning, and that's a good sign that we're going to meet this goal, and let's hope all the goals of the drive. You know, because then we can get back to programming. And programming, the content is really what's most important. That's what you're tuning in for. You've heard a lot of election coverage here on the morning show in the past year. And there's more to come before you vote on November 6th. This kind of extensive coverage certainly needs resources. It needs the reporters in the field, equipment, travel. So all of that is supported by your support. You cast your ballot to become a member, to be an informed citizen when you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right. Your contribution pays for subscriptions to news programs, and it allows us to in-depth follow the campaigns and also, with our Beyond the Ballot initiative, talk to real people across the state, hundreds of them, to understand what's most important to you in this election season. So support your source for election news now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And here's one way to make your pledge even easier on yourself. When you become a sustainer, a sustaining member allows you to automatically set up your membership, choose an amount that's right for you, say $10 or $20 a month, and have it charged from your bank account or your credit card.
When you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support is always current. I love easy, so let's do it this way. Start your ongoing monthly gifts now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's the most efficient and powerful way that you can give.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. I'm Keely Boltina here with John Gatto, and we are asking for your support during this fall membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Maybe you've already made your donation this year, or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much for your continuing support here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We couldn't do it without you. Please consider maybe making an extra gift right now. Maybe it's $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your help will make this drive successful, and you know you'll support the programs like The Morning Show that you listen to each and every day.
John, we have four more pledges to go and half an hour to get them. We are moving along, and that's incredible. Thank you if you've already given. Know that your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is such an important part of making the programs that you enjoy possible.
And as I just mentioned, just to repeat it, if you are a sustaining member, making ongoing monthly gifts that are automatically deducted from your credit card or your bank account, thank you. Mm-hmm. But today could be just the ideal day to increase your support of WPR. Maybe it's $5 or perhaps $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, you do so, make your pledge at WPR.org or call us. We're happy to talk to you this morning at 888-202-2552.
And it's worth repeating, 888-202-2552. We have lovely, friendly folks who will talk to you there, or use your smartphone, use your tablet or your computer. Go online at WPR.org. And thank you.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We're talking about the Para World Sailing Championships being held in Sheboygan this year. It's the first time this event has been held on one of the Great Lakes. And tomorrow is the final day of this competition. My guests this hour are Matt Wiersbach, event chairman of the Para World Sailing Championships, and Massimo Dighe, the Para World Sailing Manager for World Sailing and an Italian parasailer. They're here to tell us all about it. So, Matt, how many sailors competed this year?
Right now, we've got 38 countries represented with 98 sailors that were here at the venue. A few have dropped out since the beginning of the competition, but it's been an amazing turnout. It's pretty much what we were dreaming of. And it's been a great year for the event itself as a whole.
Is that a record, the number of sailors?
That might be a good question for Massimo. I don't know if it's a record, but it's definitely one of the largest events we've done here in Sheboygan.
Massimo, how does this event compare to other events, other championships you've seen?
This is a great event, and yeah, it's a record because it's the biggest world championship that we have ever organized. The previous event was 37 countries, so here we have one more country, 38. And the event is beautiful. The lake is great. We had the great sailing condition in the last week, and all the sailors, the feedbacks are very positive, so it's a very awesome event.
Has interest in this type of sailing grown over time?
Yeah, the interest in sailing is growing. Is growing in all the world. Here, for the first time, we have countries from Southeast Asia, like Indonesia, Thailand, and we are growing as a parasailing community in all the world, especially in the Asian countries and in the South American countries.
Who is eligible to compete in the Para World Sailing Championships, Massimo?
To be eligible to compete, you need to have a disability, and we have here at Sheboygan some of our international classifiers, and you need to to have a medical visit, and this international classifier will find if you have a disability that is in our functional classification manual. If your disability is in this manual, you can complete. Basically, the disability that we are catering are all physical at the moment and blind.
And Matt, how did the championships end up in Sheboygan this year?
Well, for all sailing events, you have to put in a bid to the organizers. In this case, that would be World Sailing. They run the World Championships with the help of local organizations like what we are. So we put this bid in a number of years ago at this point, and it has to go through a review process. And about a little less than 2 years ago, we found out we were selected to host, which started a huge process. Sheboygan has a great reputation for hosting very high-level races. We have a great team that help on the support boats. Sailboat racing wouldn't happen without a great team of people on powerboats helping make sure there's a start line and a course to race around, and safety features. If something does happen, you want to have the support out there of a great team. All things that we've really built since about 2008 here in Sheboygan. What got us very interested in the adaptive sailing community was in 2014, we hosted the Blind World Match Racing Championship. And from there, we really started to realize that we could work with people of all abilities and get all different people out on the water. And that's a big goal for the programs that are hosting this event. So Sail Sheboygan and Seas are very dedicated to trying to get as many people out and enjoying the water as they can and the confidence that comes with that.
And what's attendance been like at this year's event?
As far as spectators, it's always a hard thing to gauge. Sailing's been a very difficult spectator sport. But
well, for obvious reasons.
I know the Sheboygan population, though, has definitely been on the shore side watching things. And the beautiful thing about this event is they are so close to shore and the harbor entrance that if you want to see what's going on, you can go down. And there's three beautiful race courses happening all within eyesight from the south side of Sheboygan. It's amazing to see.
All right. Well, we're sailing along through another hour of the morning show talking about the Para World Sailing Championships being held in Sheboygan. It's the final weekend of competition. Tomorrow is the last day. My guests are Matt Wiersbach, event chairman of the Para World Sailing Championships, and Massimo Dighe, Para World Sailing Manager for World Sailing, and an Italian para sailor. More to come on the morning show on the Ideas Network. Stick around. If you have a question for our guests, you feel free to ask it at 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. Sailors with disabilities from 39 countries are racing in the Para World Sailing Championships this weekend, and it's in Sheboygan. Our discussion continues here on the morning show in a moment. Right now, we are in our fall membership drive. Your support is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. In fact, it's the single largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great discussions. I'm Keely Boltina, here with John Gatto, to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we have some great momentum going already during this first hour of the morning show during our pledge drive. We've already heard from five new members in the first half hour. That's terrific. Maybe we haven't heard from you yet, either with your renewal pledge or with your brand new membership. We've still got about 24 minutes in this hour to achieve our goals, and we hope that you will make your gift right now to support the morning show and all of the programs that you enjoy here on Wisconsin Public Radio and that you rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener-powered, and that means that your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps pay for the programs that you rely on. Listen, it really makes a difference. We have dealt... Go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say sailing, parasailing, those yeah. kinds of things. An interesting topic to start with. This is kind of that hour of the week where we look at things that are going on around the state of Wisconsin. And week after week, there are really interesting nooks and crannies that we find ourselves discovering through the conversations that take place here on the morning show. If that's part of what you look forward to on a Friday morning, if that's one of those things that helps you get into the weekend and get going, well, support it. Help with your pledge of $10 a month or $20 a month. It means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and hours just like it possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your pledge right now.
John, there are ways that you can let the world know that you are a WPR fan. You can do that when you wear your cool new WPR socks. Woo-hoo. I kid you not. Yep. They're right here in front of us. Yep. Today only, you get two pairs of WPR socks when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120.
And your gift supports the programming that you're listening to. So get the socks, stylish, comfortable as they are. You'll want to have them in time for the holiday season or for the winter anyway, if nothing else. And you continue to get the programming that you rely on. Show your support for WPR on this first day of our fall membership campaign, and you'll get, again, not just one, but two pairs of socks. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on here on Wisconsin Public Radio. John Gatto with Keely Boltina. We're raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all of the programs you enjoy on the air, whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month. We appreciate and we certainly count on every single gift.
One thing I love about this is that at WPR, you get to choose how much you give, and a contribution of any amount makes a difference. We're not going to tell you. You know what public radio is worth in your life. We do have some suggestions, as we do. You could contribute the same amount you pay per month for Netflix or maybe cable.
Or, hey, how many mornings do you go without starting with a cup of coffee? Well, it all costs money, and like WPR, these things are things that you do look forward to every day. Pledge now and pick the amount that you can afford, that you want to use to express your support for Wisconsin Public Radio, and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. Don't wait. Do it now. WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We're hearing all about the Para World Sailing Championships being held in Sheboygan. Tomorrow is the final day of the competition. So have you been watching this event, participating, planning to go? Tell us your story. Maybe you're there. What are you seeing? What do you like? What's your most memorable moment? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is our email address, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. I have two guests with me this morning. Matt Wiersbach is event chairman of the Para World Sailing Championships, and Massimo Dighe is the Para World Sailing Manager for World Sailing and an Italian parasailer. Both are with me by phone this morning. So I want to hear from both of you what your favorite moment has been in this year's championships. Matt, let's start with you.
For me, I finally got out on the water yesterday, and I finally got to see what this was all about and all the hard work our local team has done. And just watching all these sailors out on the water doing their thing, it was the best part for me by far to see what this was really all about.
Massimo, what's been your favorite moment so far in this year's competition?
My favorite moment, I think, has been the opening ceremony. In the opening ceremony is the moment when all our sailors really meet together for the first time. And here, having 38, 39 countries, has been a great event, having all these sailors from small countries, small islands in the Pacific, meeting with sailors from USA, Canada, or other big countries from the other parts of the world. So it's been a great event, a great moment.
Well, obviously, weather is a major factor in a sailboat race. What's the weather been like this week, and what's it look like for tomorrow's championships? Matt?
So far, the weather has been cooperative. It hasn't been the best sailing conditions we could ever ask for, but we've gotten a number of races off each day. We're a little apprehensive about what the forecast looks like today because there is such a thing as too much wind for a sailboat. But fingers crossed, we get another beautiful day out on the water with a lot more breeze than we've had so far. So we want more wind, but we don't want too much.
Well, a good thing this wasn't on Lake Superior because there have been gale warnings up on Lake Superior this week. Pretty windy up north. Massimo, the weather always affects sailing. That's a major challenge for sailors, but I would imagine it's one that they enjoy because it is such a challenge. How do you deal with the various types of weather when you're sailing?
Our sailors are used to all type of weathers, and we have a certain limits that are the limits, class limits. So it's like 25, 30 knots for the 2.4 and around 20 knots for the Hansa and the residential class. But in this range from 15, 10 to 20 knots, all our boats are really safe, and the sailors they have a great experience. So they can deal easily with also weather and good, great wind.
Okay, 800-642-1234, the number to call. I'm wondering what our listeners think of this event being held in our state. It's a world championship, kind of a big deal. How do you feel about that? And, you know, let us know. If you're there, if you've been watching this race, we'd like to hear from you. If you're planning to go tomorrow, what are you looking for? 800-642-1234. Massimo, sailing won't be a sport at the 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris. How do you feel about that?
We are all very upset and disappointed about this decision of the IPC that excluded sailing from 2024. And also the sailors here are very disappointed. But after the first moment of this was a really bad news. Now that all the sailors and are very propositive, so and with the help of World Sailing, we are looking at the future and we are looking at the next event. So we told all our sailors that our World Sailing support will continue. We continue to organize a great event, and if the pinnacle of our sport will be not the Paralympic Games in 2024. We will find another pinnacle event, and our pinnacle event at the moment is the World Championship, and now is the World Championship in Sheboygan.
We're talking about the Para World Sailing Championships being held in Sheboygan this week. Tomorrow is the final day of the competition. My guests are Matt Wiersbach, event chairman of the Para World Sailing Championships, and Massimo Dighe, Para World Sailing Manager for World Sailing. You can join us at 800-642-1234. Still time to get your call in this segment. One of the things I'm wondering is what is needed, do you think, to continue to grow the sport of parasailing in the future? Matt, you first, and then Massimo.
I'm hoping events like this, especially in the Sheboygan area, really help get the awareness out there. Part of the reason Sheboygan wanted to host this event was to let people in the surrounding area know, and this publicity we're getting right now should help. Sheboygan is going to carry over and teach anybody who wants to sail after this event, including those with varying abilities. So I think a lot of what needs to be done in the country, at least, is to make sure that local programs understand they can work with people of all different populations, and that sailing is a great accessible means to really do have a fair playing field.
Massimo, you mentioned earlier that you have sailors coming from countries that haven't participated before. How do you see this sport growing in the future? What needs to happen?
I think I see a bright future because World Sailing and all the national authorities of sailing. We have different programs in place to help these small countries and the major countries. Our main program is called the Paralympic Development Program, and is a program that we are organize a clinic each year in every region of the world, and we invite sailors from the region, we invite coaches, and we give these sailors and coaches all the instruments to start a parasailing program or to increase the awareness of sailing. Combined with this Paralympic Development Program, we have the support program, so we can help the small or the major countries to come at our events. We provide for some countries free charter boats, and for some other countries we provide travel support. Here in Sheboygan, for the first time, we have two fleets of provided boats, the RS Venture and Hansa. This means that the sailors doesn't need to bring their boats or sail, because the boats and the sails are already here in the club. They need only to fly here, and this is really helpful for some countries because they can save a lot of costs to participate at the World Championship.
Massimo, you are a parasailer who has competed in the past. How did you get involved in this sport, and what is it you love about it?
I grown up in a small city in Italy, close to a lake, so I was involved with sailing since I was young. And then from in 2006, I think, I found a small Paralympic sailing club close to my city, so I started sailing there, and I never left sailing. I love sailing because sailing is probably one of the unique sport that you are really in contact with the nature. Mm-hmm. You can be really, really skillful, but you need to understand the nature. When you are outside in the water, you can't control the wind, you can control the water, so you need to be very smart and to adapt at every different situation. You need to understand what the changes in the wind, the changes in the water, the changes in the general weather. So I like that it's a sport that is a very, let's say, psychological sport. You need to be very, very, very focused on every aspect of our sport.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a caller. Let's take this call very quickly. Terry in Partyville, good morning. We've only got a minute, so ask your question, please.
Okay, is the distance of this race from one city to another, or just a distance marked out on the lake?
Matt, why don't you answer that one?
This race is all short, very short distances right off the Sheboygan Harbor. The longest race course is still a little less than a mile long, and they go around a set of buoys multiple laps. And that allows a lot of passing opportunities and a lot of tactical decisions.
Matt, where does your Terry, by the way, thanks for your call. Matt, where does your interest in parasailing come from?
I began coaching the visually impaired sailors in 2014. Kind of got thrown into it, having been a sailing instructor and a coach for many years. And I really enjoyed it. It was a really exciting, rewarding feeling. And a lot of people I've talked to over the years, from a coaching standpoint, never really thought they'd get into adaptive sailing. And all of a sudden, the opportunity arises. And it's amazing how much fun it can be to work with these sailors and competitors. And how, at the end of the day, it's really not any different than coaching anybody else.
So, we leave here, we're almost done. Sailing a sport where able-bodied athletes can compete side by side with athletes with disabilities, Matt, and why is that?
Absolutely. Two of the classes here, while this event is only for the Para World event, two of these types of sailboats have open worlds with able-bodied sailors competing directly alongside the parasailers. And the awesome thing is it proves that a parasailer can be just as competitive as an able-bodied sailor. A lot of times they'll win the open championships.
It's
as fair as any sort of sport can be.
We'll have to leave it there. Matt Wiersbach, event chairman of the Para World Sailing Championships, held in Sheboygan, Wisconsin this year. Tomorrow, the big last day. Massimo Dighe, Para World Sailing Manager for World Sailing and an Italian parasailer. Thank you both for joining me this morning. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Good morning. I'm John Gatto with Keely Boltina. As a WPR listener, you know that you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in. What an interesting hour this has just been. It's because of your support that we're able to do that. Listeners provide the single largest share of the funding for WPR's programming, including the morning show. So when you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this program and everything else that you hear on WPR possible.
You heard that right. When you give, you fund the morning show and all the other WPR programs you can count on. And I want to thank Gloria from River Falls, who called in this morning. Gloria says, "We listen to WPR multiple times a day. We can depend on its in-depth news and analysis." And if Gloria is any example, WPR is listener supported. What that means is that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours a reality.
The beauty of making a voluntary contribution to support WPR programs is that you get to decide. You get to decide what's important to you. You get to decide how much you'd like to give. Maybe consider a gift of, if you can, $100 or maybe even $200 a month.
That might be what you pay for cable or a family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. Put a value on it, like the other things in your life that are important to you. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Make your gift on this first day of our fall membership drive, and you'll get not one, but two pairs of WPR socks. They're just the thing your feet are looking for. They're cotton, warm, and stylish.
I would give them to my friend who doesn't listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, but is going to want to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio after having the cool socks.
I'd share them. I would share the wealth and share the pride.
I would wear the first pair down to just nothing, to just rags falling off my feet, and then I would wear the other ones.
It's up to you. When you give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120 today, here's how.
Pledge at WPR.org or pick up the phone, call 888-202-2552. I'm Keely Boltina here with John Gatto. Listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. The right amount is the amount that you choose.
And remember, if you do give $10 a month, you can pick up a pair of those great new WPR socks. They're wonderful. They're colorful.
They're fancy.
And fairly simple, which is, you know, contrasts with the rest of our world these days, which gets more complex all the time. You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into something a little bit more understandable so that you know how the issues of the day will affect you.
For you to get programs that are relevant to your life, we rely on your financial support. It's the single largest source of our funding. That's why we ask that if you've never given before, make your first ever contribution now. Say $10 a month or $120 a year during this fall membership drive. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And get that pair of socks, those two pair of socks, when you make that pledge right now this morning at $10 a month. You know, Karen from Appleton pledged just a little bit earlier, and she says, "It was the socks. It was also time for me to do my part and renew my support of the radio programming I love. Thank you, WPR." So the programming is while you're listening today, but maybe it is the socks. It finally gets you to the phone or to your computer to make that pledge. We ask that you simply make a contribution, and we also ask that you give an amount that is comfortable for you, for your budget, and for whatever it is that best describes or reflects the value that you find in the programming that you're listening to. Many people do give $10 a month. Some give $100 or more a month.
You know, we have just one more minute in this hour, and I have good news. We hit our hourly goal. That's incredible. Right. Thank you. This is just the first hour of the entire pledge drive. We have made a strong first step, and now it starts over. Now we ask you to make your pledge to be part of this. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is such an important part of making the programs you enjoy possible.
Let's keep it going. This first hour of the first day of the fall membership campaign here at Wisconsin Public Radio. In fact, we've just gone over our goal for this hour. You can help keep moving us forward with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is probably the most important thing you can do today. So please make your pledge now, and thank you so much. We'll be right back.